We are joined by one of the top Democrats in the House of Representatives as Congress continues to try and reach a deal to provide more assistance to the millions of Americans who have lost their jobs because of the pandemic and who last Friday lost a $600 weekly lifeline from the federal government. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer joins us now. He's at home in Maryland on the best phone connection he could find after Tropical Storm Isaias knocked out his power. Leader Hoyer, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you.
Well, will there be a deal by the end of this week?
It's looking doubtful that there'll be a deal by the end of the week. I talked to the speaker yesterday. I think both sides have put forward what their belief is that needs to be done. We spent a lot of time in putting the HEROES Act together. Now we're going to see whether or not the Senate will come to a point where they can agree to meet the problems. There may be difference in numbers. There may be difference in specifics, but we need to move forward. Unfortunately, the Senate Republicans are a deeply divided party, they do not have a consensus on what they want to do. McConnell is essentially not engaged in the negotiations, and so it's very difficult. But I've given the members assurance that they will get 24 hours notice. Obviously, as we are getting later in this day, that's going to be hard to do.
Unemployment benefits have been a major sticking point here. You've said before that it's not $600 a week or bust. You'd be willing to negotiate. Senator Schumer says it's not negotiable. Now the speaker is saying Democrats are open to tying it to the unemployment rate. Where are Democrats on this issue right now?
Well, I think what the speaker has done and what Schumer have done and what I said in that same interview, that going from 600 to 200 cold turkey was not good for the economy and certainly not good for the families that are surviving and being helped. However, there are other components that are equally critical dealing with state and local governments. They hire teachers, they hire police, they hire fire, they hire sanitation workers, and so many other critical employees necessary to confront the economic and health problems that are confronting the American people.
Well, are Republicans moving on that issue, Leader Hoyer?
No,
because they didn't want any money for state and local.
You're absolutely right. If the states went bankrupt, the economy would be very badly damaged, and we would go into a deep depression. Now, we're having struggling now, and the only thing that's kept us afloat is we passed these four COVID-19 bills, this being the fifth, the HEROES Act. Republicans are ignoring the problem. The president said just yesterday, I think, when he was asked, what do you think about 1,000 people dying? His response was, it is what it is. I don't know what that means. The Republicans, both in the White House and in the Congress, have not led on this issue. We have in the House of Representatives. We've done what we should have done. We did it 2.5 months ago. And the Republicans have done nothing since to come up with an alternative that they can pass the Senate.
Well, Republicans have said very similar things about Democrats, that they don't believe that you're negotiating with them. I want to play you a message from Nathan Connor in Milwaukee, who has been unemployed for months. He's living in a motel at this point with his 6-year-old daughter. And I asked him what his message is for Congress. Here's what he said.
If they're not in a position where they have to ration out which or think about which meals they're going to skip throughout the week so they can make sure their kid doesn't have to miss a meal, you know, until they do that, they should not be bickering back and forth. They need to be together helping us all.
What is your response to him?
He's absolutely right. Now, you know, when you say the Republicans' message is the same, we passed a bill. Now, we can't act for the Senate. The Senate has not done its job. You know, I don't know what they can say. We passed a bill. We think that bill meets that gentleman's problems and the problems of millions and millions of other Americans. Unemployment needs to be done. We are for that. The Senate says it's for it. But if that's the only thing you do, you will not have confronted the issues that need to be confronted. And that's what we have done. And we're waiting for a substantive offer to be put on the table to meet all of the problems, not just one of the problems, because we're convinced if we do just unemployment, the senators and the Republican Party and the president are going to walk away from the table. You know, we want to talk about a number, a lower number. We did $3.4 trillion. We think that's the number that's necessary. But if they have a lower number, so be it. We may solve only some of the problem, and we may solve it only for a short period of time. But having said that, we really have not gotten a substantive offer
Let me finally ask you one question. Last night, longtime Democratic Congressman Lacey Clay lost his primary to a progressive candidate, Cori Bush. This is not the first loss recently by a Democratic incumbent to a more progressive candidate. What message do you, as the leader of the Democrats in the House, take away from that?
Look, that was one race. I don't think there is a message to be drawn from that race. I think what was you can draw a message is that in the 2018 election, Democrats won 63 seats. 40 of them were seats held by Republicans or Bacon. The majority of those members elected are focused on solving problems and serving the American people. I think Lacey Clay was a good member. He worked hard for his district and for Missouri, for St. Louis, and it was a close election, but he lost. And I don't think there's any big message about that race.
That is House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. Thank you so much for your time.
You bet. Thank you very much.
And a spokesperson for Representative Hoyer wrote to us after the interview to clarify that he meant a vote on the next relief bill is doubtful this week, but a deal might still be possible.